To Be So Grateful by Congressman Randy Forbes.
The memoir starts simply, I am 77 years old and in the process of writing my life story. This story is written mostly for my two sons and my grandchildren, so they and future generations may know about the times in which I lived and some of the events that shaped my life. The memoir continues as he describes his life. Because I've had an unusual life, I hope to leave some recording of where I've been and what I've done. I alone can validate how I lived because I am custodian of my story, and that story is perishable. The memoir goes on to explain two life-shaping memories. Of all my memories, there are two that cannot be disputed. Because I was there and almost 60 years later, they are as vivid as though they happened yesterday. I'm sure there's no such thing as ultimate forgetting. Traces once impressed upon one's memory are indestructible and often recalled. The memoir continues to tell the story of Bruce Finchel, beginning at age 15, who fought all five of the major battles of Europe under the command of General Patton. Blasted in a tank explosion at Chaumont, he hung on to a gas truck with frozen hands long enough to be dropped at a Belgian family home and pub where he was hidden in the attic. After fierce battles at Bastogne and the Rhine River, he witnessed terrifying sights of torture, apparatus, and death when his division liberated the Ohrdorf concentration camp. Years later, he would return to Germany to witness the very places he had liberated. Bruce Finchel's recollections are just one of thousands captured in the Library of Congress Veterans History Project. This unique project, which I am proud to sponsor, is designed to develop a national collection to capture the experiences of war veterans from all service branches. In a world that's quick to dismiss the experiences of others in pursuit of the adventure of tomorrow, there's no better way to honor and give thanks to our nation's veterans than to have their personal experiences recorded as part of the permanent historical record of our nation. The Veterans History Project collects and preserves audio and video recorded oral histories from America's war veterans and those who served in support of them, along with other firsthand material such as memoirs, photographs, diaries, and letters. The project also presents an online national registry of service listing the names of all individuals from whom the Veterans History Project has received oral histories. When Congress created this project, it imagined broad public involvement, with grandchildren interviewing their grandparents, students talking with veterans, and home front supporters in the community, veterans interviewing each other, and libraries, museums, and civic groups starting their own projects. To date, over 800 national, state, and local organizations have been named official partners of the Veterans History Project. Please join me in helping to ensure that the stories of Virginia's 4th District veterans are preserved in this important project. If you are a member of a veterans association, military installation, library, or museum, please encourage your organization to become an official partner by agreeing to assist in promoting the project, encouraging volunteers, and developing public programs that support the program's objectives. If you know a war veteran, please consider interviewing them for this important national project. Instructions and guidelines for your participation are available at my website, randyforbes.house.gov, or by calling the Veterans History Project at 1-888-371-5848. That's 1-888-371-5848. Bruce Finchel ends his memoir as simply as it started. All this has helped me to accept the reality I saw as a boy of 18 and coming out a seasoned veteran before my 21st birthday. I should be so grateful. In actuality, however, it is us that should be so grateful, and we are.
You've been listening to Congressman Randy Forbes of Virginia's 4th Congressional District. For more information on this and other issues, please visit us on the web at randyforbes.house.gov.